Today is Thursday the 3rd of September 2009, and I've now been back at home, well, one of my homes anyway, for about 2 weeks now. Well, for exactly 2 weeks with Vance. So actually longer than we were in the hotel in the first place for the original part of the training. And things have really been progressing quite a bit. The last time I recorded an entry on here was around the time that I did my first walks after being qualified with Vance. Well, since then, I've had a visit from my dad, that was last Friday, which went very well. And then over the weekend, I had my sister down here, where we took Vance out for a couple of little trips, went to IKEA to look at potential furniture for my new flat in London. He was very good there, although after about an hour it began to become a bit fidgety. I thought he possibly needed the toilet, although when we got outside he didn't want to go. We then moved on to a fairly large commercial type pub that had an okay lunch there. It's on the edge of Southampton Common. And then I walked back from there, only to find that despite having given Vance lots of opportunities to spend, he decided to go on a particular road, on the pavement, which wasn't desperately ideal. But then the next day, we had a trip to Waitrose. The walk went pretty well. In fact, very well on the way there. Vance did an excellent job. Unfortunately, on the way back, yet again, he spent on that same road. So I was becoming a little bit concerned about about him being dirty on walks. Obviously, he's trained to spend on command, and he seems quite embarrassed about having to go when out, but it is becoming a little bit of an issue. The guide dog's mobility instructors think that it will resolve itself over time as he becomes more comfortable and our routine becomes more set. But the routine is going to still go through a period of upheaval for a while with restarting work down here, but then also moving back up to London properly in a month or so's time. So it's all a little bit frustrating. But Vance is being a lovely boy as always, and really good to be with. Then my sister went home on Tuesday. And in fact, no, I'm missing out a vital bit. Actually, after our trip to Waitrose, we went and took Vance for a free run on a patch of land, sort of common land, towards the west of Winchester, a place called, I think it was Farley's Mount. Or at least we think it was Farley's Mount. We were certainly heading towards Farley's Mount and then found this area. Vance was very excited when we got there. He was on a harness in the back of my sister's car, but sat up in the seat and was looking mouth open, tongue hanging out. And he had a good free run, although, as always, he went over to go and try and play with the little dogs, who then barked a lot and ran off and got shouted at by their owners. And all he wants to do is play the poor dog, but he's never allowed to. But he was good fun to be with, and it was a really nice time, nice afternoon. We had some good weather then. Day after that, Tuesday, and Delia and Emma came round again. We didn't do a huge we did one fairly long walk, 2 miles in each direction, up to my nearest vet, which I shall use whilst I'm here. Didn't actually see the vetman there, but registered Vance with them. I need to go back in a week or so's time to go and get some flea treatment of some sort. Not that he has fleas, but obviously he has to be treated on a monthly basis in order to make sure that he doesn't get them. So that's something to sort out. Vance was part of the walk involves going up the left-hand side of the west side of the common. He was trying to peer in, wanting desperately to go in there, and was most upset that we weren't. We also had to stop on the way back in order to spend him, as he was a bit eager to go. And then probably took 10 minutes to actually go when given the command to do it. And then we went and did the very, very important work, very important walk from work to the pub. So that was very important. And had lunch in the pub, which was very nice, and Vance had a good sleep underneath the table. And then we also did the walk to the post office. So that all went pretty well. Dean and Emma, it seems pretty happy with how I'm doing now, that I'm praising Vance an awful lot more, looking a lot more comfortable. I have to say, I feel an awful lot more comfortable with him now. I feel that I can relax a bit more, just let him lead. And once I'm relaxed, I'm then able to think about what I'm saying a little bit more clearly. Obviously, there still are frustrations at times. He is a dog after all, and I suppose these things are natural. But it does feel as though we're getting somewhere. So, I mean, they're reasonably happy for me to do the routes that I need to in Southampton within the sort of boundaries that we've covered, which is good. I've now got a break from training for about a week until next Thursday, when we're going to have a trip up to London and go and do the route from Waterloo to our London office, so that I can get up there as and when I need to. And we may also do some other routes that I will need when I move back up there. We also at some point need to do a night walk. This is a bit, for me, the elephant in the room. As I've described before, my night vision is completely different to my daytime vision. Where in daytime I can walk around in relative safety if I go slow enough, but in at night time I can't see anything apart from the actual street lights which I use to navigate. I can't see what's on the ground at all, and so hopefully the trust that I've built up in Vance over the past 3.5, almost 4 weeks, will hopefully pay dividends then, and I'll be able to work with him in the same way. But until I try it, I won't know. I have tried now and again shutting my eyes for brief periods when walking on the road, but it really doesn't simulate it in the same way. It'll be interesting to do it for real. Yesterday we went back to work for the first time. Well, Vance for the first time, and me going back to work. Had a pretty full day there at 8:30, left again at 5:45-ish, and he was very, very good. Stayed under the table, not too restless until towards the end of the day. Spent him a couple of times during the day. He was very, very good, and all my colleagues are being very good too. Not petting him, not coming and talking to him. Really good. Couldn't hope for it to be better so far. Touch wood. Let's find some wood to touch. There we go. Touch the wood. On the way back, there was the most torrential of rain storms and wind, and so it got thoroughly wet trying to spend Vance, and then when walking back home, and of course with the rain it was considerably darker than usual, which made things quite interesting. But I suppose it gave me a reasonable foretaste of what it might be like working him in less favourable lighting conditions. So I think that was probably quite positive. Once back, and I spent ages towel drying him, which he absolutely hates, and reels and reels and reels. So once I'd got that done, got myself dry and all of that, really didn't want to go back out again. So I must admit to merging his two remaining spending trips into one an hour or so after his dinner, and then going to bed. And he coped okay. I wouldn't want to do it too often. I hope that it was okay for him. He usually lets me know when he needs to go, so I think it was okay, and certainly there were no accidents, but it probably wasn't ideal. It's just the thought of having to go out in torrential rain twice in the evening and dry him down each time. It was just one step too far for me, I think. But anyway, we've got 2 days more of work this week, today, so I'm about to go in a minute, and then tomorrow. And then a weekend. We haven't really got anything particularly planned. A colleague is going off to a duck race, with plastic ducks down a stream type race thing, and has sort of suggested that if I'm free, then you might be able to arrange for me to come. Although I think the arrangements of trying to get Vance and I together there could be quite tricky, so it may not come off. But we'll see if that happens. Other than that, not really much else to report, apart from, you know, looking forward to doing London next week, but also looking forward to actually getting rid of work done now that I'm back in the office. Now, Vance always seems to stay very quiet during these recordings, so you know, I might just try and get him to let's make a little bit of noise to prove that I do actually have a dog here. So if you just bear with me. Vance? Hello, Vance. Up, stand. Hello. Hello. Say hello to the people. Yeah. Yeah. We'll just follow him as he goes through. There we go. He's got in his bed. Anything to say, Vance? You haven't tried licking the microphone, which I suppose is a good start. You sure, Vance? Nothing to say. Lovely boy, though. I probably ought to give him a grooming, but that would mean being another hour until I get to work. He's looking rather tired. He just put his head down on the side and... big sigh. Yeah. Suppose you want to go to work then, don't you, Vance? I suppose we both ought to go to work. I shall go and get changed then, and we shall head off. So until the next time, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from him.